Bonneville. For more than 2 years, the Bonneville and District Chamber of Commerce has been navigating a variety of new and unexpected changes from the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic to relocating its headquarters, all of which have been outside the organization's control. On February 14, the Chamber's President Lees Fielding and Executive Director Serena Parsons presented an overview of the year ahead and a relocation impact assessment to MD of Bonneville Council. Parsons acknowledged Council's decision to take over the Shaw House for municipal operations made perfect sense. However, the Executive Director did not shy away from the fact that the decision had a significant impact on the nonprofit's operations and finances. The Bonneville Chamber spent almost 20 years at the Shaw House and ran the Visitors Information Center from the time the building was constructed by the Lakeland Sports and Recreation Association. About 2 years after the municipality purchased the building, Council voted to end the Chamber's lease in March of 2022 in order for the MD's Parks, Recreation and Culture Department to take over the space. Related story. Bonneville Chamber of Commerce begins search for new home. The Chamber's focus shifted from advocacy and revenue-generating events for 3 months to prepare for the relocation and acquisition of our new space, Parsons told council members. Naturally, this had a large impact on our 2022 budget and the Chamber's savings, not to mention operations moving forward as we went from a rent-free location where we made revenue on Shaw House rentals, to acquiring a mortgage. Leaving Shaw House means the Bonneville Chamber will lose roughly $15,000 of annual income from Shaw House rentals and will now be responsible for $14,000 worth of mortgage payments and associated costs, annually. In 2022, the Chamber was also forced to cancel one of its biggest revenue-generating events, the Bonneville and District Oil and Gas Show, BOAGS. Parsons explained that the event was cancelled due to registration levels, the climate of the Canadian economy and the pressures being faced by the industry at the time. In the end, the decision to cancel the event came with an estimated $80,000 in lost revenue. We have taken strong measures to recoup some of the costs, which include moving from 3 full-time staff to 2 full and 1 part-time staff member, selling the chamber vehicle, and adding additional events that will benefit our members and region as a whole, said Parsons. The move did come with some benefits for the chamber. For us, it's a great location. We want to be visible, so being on Main Street was definitely a good option for us, she said. Related story. New Bonneville and District Chamber of Commerce location opens to the public. The presentation also came with a handful of requests for Council's consideration. The Chamber's previous planning and emergency savings allowed us to purchase a space that we can call home for years to come. However, we now have to work to rebuild that security while continuing to support our members. In order to do this, we need to ensure previous partnerships are strong and stable, Parsons said. The Chamber requested the MD continue to approve a community action grant in the amount of $15,000, sponsor the oil and gas show in the amount of $10,000, sponsor the Level Up Lakeland event and workshop for $7,500, and commit to a one-time sponsorship of $10,000 for a 5-year recognition on the Chamber's new sponsorship and membership recognition wall. Advocacy has never been as important as it is now. Businesses are navigating through a post-pandemic world with high inflation, interest rates and labor shortages, she said. We continue to support and fight for businesses during these volatile times. Upcoming 2023 events. We know businesses are doing more with less, said Parsons, outlining dozens of business-oriented events and workshops planned for 2023. We are busy. Events the Chamber is hosting this year will include the 3-part workshop Leadership Essentials, the Chamber's AGM, Level Up Lakeland, the BOAGS, 6 Business Support Network, BSN, Meetings, 4 Employee Attraction and Retention Network, EARN, Events, the annual Chili Cook-Off, a Golf Scramble, the Resiliency Runs Deep Awards, the Chamber Christmas Craft Show and Expo, and the first-ever Chamber Community Christmas Party, with more events to be announced throughout the year. The Bonneville Chamber will also be celebrating 75 years of supporting the Lakeland and its businesses. We were established in 1948, noted Parsons. So, this is our 75-year anniversary and we're really proud of that. During Small Business Week in October, the Chamber will host a ceremony to celebrate local businesses and throw a 75th anniversary celebration.